And so social media has changed quite a bit since we've gotten to know MySpace and AOL and the previous iterations of the platforms that we're dealing with right now. We're in the age of TikTok, we're in the age of short form content. And one of the things that have also changed is that social media platforms were once an extension of an organization's website, essentially. You would post whatever was on your website to your social media, try to navigate people to your website. One of our biggest measures of success, 2005, 2008-ish, was how many people we were driving to our website. Nowadays, it's more about building an intentional community, and that's where the benefit of social media comes in. The community factor is not necessarily something you can buy outside. It's not something you can do easily anywhere outside of social media. And with that comes the type of content that people are now paying attention to. It's three things: it's original content, informative content, and authentic content. If you think about the type of platforms that you are on and the content creators that you're following, it's folks who are actually bringing you either valuable information, some kind of entertainment, or things that you haven't necessarily seen in the past. And that's the type of trends that we're trying to iterate and bring into the nonprofit world, right? Because relevance is going to be the key factor for us. Now, on that link, I want you to click on the first link that you see, social media in the US by the numbers. We're talking about a whole lot of people who use social media. It's not young people anymore. It's about 85 or 86% of our communities that use social media, right? That is your donors, that is your volunteers, that is everyone that you engage with. And brands showing personality is becoming more and more important. I was traveling here this morning from New York. Based in Chicago, everywhere these days. I went through airport check-in, I went through TSA. What are the first couple words that pop up to you when you think about TSA?
Allowed to say that?
Not the lawyer, but tell me.
Luggage.
Luggage, security. Shoes off, right? Like it's a little bit more serious than we're used to seeing them. Click on the link that says brands show up with personality. That's TSA's Instagram account. You're gonna see someone like TSA show up with fun content. They're showing cats, they're showing luggage full of tortillas that they found in people's suitcases. Dad jokes, they're branding themselves as a dad joke organization, and that's an intentional thing, right? They're trying to normalize an entity that many people might n associate with negative connotations. And that's the type of shift we're seeing for people. Second shift, everyone is becoming an influencer. One of my favorite influencers these days is Fritz the Hippo at Cincinnati Zoo. Wonderful hippo, was born just a couple years ago. Cincinnati Zoo, there's a link in your document, virtual document for that one as well. Cincinnati Zoo got about over 1 million views when that hippo was first born. Many of those folks turned into visitors, many of those folks turned into donors, many of those folks turned into people who actually gift Fritz Valentine's Day cards now. And that's the sort of influencer effect that we talk about. You want to connect with brands that have authenticity and personality. And it's also becoming all about listening. Social media, the name social is in it, right? People don't necessarily want to engage with you as a one-way communication. They come to hear from you, but they also come to be heard. So social media is shifting more into a marketing and more of a customer service industry. It is where you actually reach out to brands and want to communicate with them. That's the same for nonprofits as well. A lot of nonprofits who use social media well are actually engaging with their funders. They're reaching out to them on social media. They're talking to them and having a two-way conversation. And those are the three things that I would love for you to keep in mind as we go through this presentation, because we're all trying to iterate, and so is social media, right? It's changing every day. And being customer-centric, being very much an authentic platform, and being personality driven is becoming more and more important.